Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. New evidence has now been linked to Luigi Mangione, accused of killing the United Healthcare CEO in New York last week.
In addition to Mangione matching the photograph of the suspect in New York, having the ID on him that was presented to that hostel on the Upper West Side, and all of the writings we know about, we now have ballistic evidence and fingerprints that tie Mangione back to this crime in New York City last week.
ABC's Peter Haralambos. Questions over who is flying those large drones over sensitive locations in the Northeast. Dozens of sightings reported since last month, including near President-elect Trump's Bedminster golf course. The Pentagon denies Iran is responsible. FBI Director Christopher Wray facing pressure from President Trump to announcing that he will resign at the end of the Biden administration in January, more than 2 years before his term was set to end. Ray greenlit investigations into Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. Man accused of faking his drowning and traveling to Eastern Europe is back in Wisconsin and facing charges. Ryan Borgwart was charged Tuesday with misdemeanor obstruction in Green Lake County Court. The county may seek $40,000 in restitution to cover the costs for a lengthy search for Borgwart. Governor Tony Evers is skeptical of Republican electors' claims that they were tricked into signing paperwork following the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin. Attorney General Josh Call filed more charges Tuesday against attorneys Jim Troupas and Ken Chesbrough and former Donald Trump aide Mike Roman for their roles in a false elector scheme. And a funeral urn was intentionally left in a Beloit movie theater. The woman who did it says the remains were those of her father, who she had no relationship with. She adds she had no plans to pick up the urn at the Beloit Police Department. The theater turned the urn over to police when no one came back for it. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cold, but not as windy today. We'll be mostly sunny with a high of 9 above this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 0 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 23, with some light freezing rain and snow late Friday night into Saturday. Okay, holiday gift idea time. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. The stuff is wicked good. Everyone's going to love it. Order some today at grandpa'sbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 below.
but they never wanna leave. Except we'll be right back.
99.7 Max FM.
Take cover.
Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land, land, land. We just know and mention her. Can you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Hung up on Maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
The holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with 99.7 Max FM.
Ho, ho, ho.
Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest with 99.7 Max FM.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Never.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Anyway. maximum music. Max FM.
Well, I guess it would be nice.
FM.
It's the center of the kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though. Hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year. But do you know if Wisconsin considers the kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
City weather.
It is going to be cold, but not as windy today. We'll be mostly sunny with a high of 9 above this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 0 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 23, with some light freezing rain and snow late Friday night into Saturday. Okay, holiday gift idea time. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. The stuff is wicked good. Everyone's going to love it. Order some today at grandpa'sbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 below.
99.7
one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Live in effect, and I don't waste time on the mic with a dope rhyme. Jump to the rhythm, jump, jump to the rhythm, jump. And I'm here to combine beats and lyrics to make you shake your pants. Take a chance, come on and dance. Guys, grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your world and I'm just a squirrel, trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air, come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there, the crowd is live and I will fool this fool. Party people in the house, move.
Everybody!
now hit the dance floor. It's gonna make you sweat till you bleed. Is that open up? Indeed, I paid the price to control the dice. I'm more precise to the point. I'm nice. The music takes control. Your heart and soul unfold. Your body is free and behold. Dance or you can't dance or you can't dance no more. Get on the floor and get raw. Dip, come back and upside down. Easy now. Let me see you move.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Sorry, I just want you to know. Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry.
Can take away this blues, 'cause 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Mystery drone spotted flying low over areas of the Northeast, including New Jersey, where a group of mayors attended a briefing. Pequannock Township Mayor Ryan Hurd.
We're not just talking about flying over at 5 or 10 or 30,000 feet like a regular plane. We're talking about a couple of hundred feet over your house, over my house.
The White House says President Biden's been briefed on the drones, and the DHS and FBI continue investigating the incidents. The suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, is being held without bond in Pennsylvania as he fights extradition to New York. This is investigators have now linked shell casings found at the site of the shooting with the gun found on Mangione. Fire officials in Southern California say the Franklin fire burning in Malibu is about 7% contained. That fire has burned through more than 4,000 acres and destroyed several structures and is being fanned by Santa Ana winds up to 75 miles per hour. This